1340 KYNS.
San Luis Obispo's Progressive Talk.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Serious accusations against three American students arrested during protests in Cairo. An Egyptian government official says they were throwing firebombs at security forces. Tens of thousands of people have come to Tahrir Square to demand the country's military rulers turn over power to civilians. The top military commander says that will happen eventually. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has the U.S. reaction to the deaths of dozens of people in recent days.
We condemn the excessive force used by the police.
The Obama administration is calling the violence in Egypt deplorable, State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
While all parties in Egypt need to remain committed to nonviolence, we believe that the Egyptian government has a particular responsibility to restrain security forces.
The administration says it's looking forward to the naming of a new Egyptian government, and its first responsibility should be organizing free and fair elections. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Days after he was accused of being behind a controversial memo that accused the Pakistani military of plotting a coup, that country's ambassador to the U.S. is quitting. Pakistan consultant Jerry Van Dyke.
Pakistan's military had to assert its control, as it always has, over the diplomatic corps, particularly overseas, and therefore he had no choice but to resign.
The government spokesman says he was asked to do that. President Obama says GOP lawmakers can make good on their anti-tax pledges by voting for his payroll tax cut extension next week. Campaigning in New Hampshire, he says Republicans so far have rejected his jobs bill, including its plan to extend and expand the cut in payroll taxes that fund Social Security.
Make sure they're listening. Tell them, don't be a Grinch. Don't vote to raise taxes on working Americans during the holidays. Put the country before party.
Without action, the White House says taxes will rise by nearly $1,000 per family on average. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato with a word of warning about those energy drinks that have become so popular lately.
The government reports that between 2005 and 2009, there was an almost tenfold increase in emergency room visits linked to caffeinated energy drinks.
Slightly over half of these cases are for those who are 18 to 25.
And more than half did not involve any added drugs or alcohol, says Al Woodward, one of the report authors. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Those gifts you give your kids this Christmas could be dangerous. Nakima Hossein with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
Over the last 20 years, more than 400 children have died playing with toys. More than half of them choked to death.
She says it's up to parents to check these toys to make sure there's nothing that kids can actually swallow. On Wall Street, we've had an up day, a down day, an up day. Right now, the Dow is down about 65 points. The S&P 500 index is down about 6 points. And the NASDAQ is falling about 2 points right now. This is CBS News.
Between the holidays and bad weather, we can spend a lot of time away from the office. But business doesn't stop. That's why GoToMyPC by Citrix allows you to work from anywhere. Whether you're snowed in, visiting family, or homesick, GoToMyPC lets you access your office computer from your Mac, PC, and now your iPad. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter promo code 45. That's GoToMyPC.com, promo 45.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It happened nearly a half century ago.
There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car.
KRLD reporter Emily Troop tells us about an effort to preserve a piece of history in Dallas.
Dealey Plaza was already a landmark in Dallas when President Kennedy's motorcade drove by. Little has been done to upkeep the 1930s-era city park, and it's in serious decline. That's where Judith Segura comes in.
Somebody has to take this on, and maybe we should be the ones to do it.
Some big donors are expected to write some big checks, but the bulk of the money will be coming from anyone.
$25 or $10. And we've begun to receive some small gifts like that.
The goal is to get the site in shape for 2013, which will mark 50 years since Kennedy's death. Emily Troop, CBS News, Dallas.
Dallas police are honoring a man who helped lead them to accused assassin Lee Harvey Oswald all those years ago. Johnny Brewer spotted him going into a movie theater. He was getting an award. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place, like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Let's talk about stuff. It's the day before Thanksgiving. People are shopping, people are getting some food.
Yeah. And now, here's Bill Binica.
It's also Taco Tuesday at Spencer's, where you're going to buy your food anyway for Thanksgiving. Two tacos for a dollar today. Two tacos for a month. Here's Bill Binica. This is Talking Cheap on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. It is also November 22nd.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, Spread Eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems a good they die young.
Country cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
battle won, then be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Yordi has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get it stuck. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
This is Tarkus G. With Bill Benica, the Friends and Neighbors Network.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
That's where they are right there. Hey, you're listening to Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS with Bill. And it's being brought to you in part by the Swiss Dental Center. And that's one of our great sponsors. So go online, just check Swiss Dental Center. Go to SwissDentalCenter.com. If I can say it, they'll maybe continue to support me. And check out the numerous testimonials about Dr. Carol Phillips. All right. Precision Dentistry. Swiss Dental Center. I like that. All right, let's do the thing. Let's find out what's going on today. Then we'll get back to, don't forget, Taco Tuesday at Spencer's. Two for a buck. All right, I want to make sure you're on top of that. All right, here's our highlight in history. Of course, it's on November 22nd. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in the state in 1718. English pirate Edward Teach, better known as Blackbeard, was killed during a battle off the Virginia coast. In 1967, the U.N. Security Council approved Resolution 242, which called for Israel to withdraw from territories it had captured the previous June and implicitly called on adversaries to recognize Israel's right to exist. We're still working on that. 1990, British Prime Minister Maggie Thatcher, having failed to win re-election on the Conservative Party leadership on the first ballot, announced her resignation. Our birthday is today, born today. Are people like animator and movie director Terry Gilliam, who's 71, International Tennis Hall of Famer Billie Jean King, 68, actress Jamie Lee Curtis is 53, actress Mariel Hemingway is 50, actor Mark Ruffalo is 44, and International Tennis Hall of Famer Boris Becker is 44 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Yesterday's 5 o'clock news started with tears in the eyes, for sure, and understandably, because a longtime KSBO employee was a person struck and killed in Pismo Beach across from the cliffs, on the way to the cliffs, as a matter of fact. Trisha Ricker, who had been a KSBO wife for a long, long time, 15 years, was killed. And loved by all the KSBYs. It's very sad. It's a whole lot sadder when you know something. Right? Now, other things that are going on. An Aurora Grande woman was admitted to stealing nearly $110,000 from U.S. Bank and two elderly customers while she was employed at its Aurora Grande branch. Was sentenced yesterday to 15 months in federal prison, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. United States District Judge Jacqueline Union also ordered Brenda Bautista Hurtado to pay $109,000 in restitution. $109,071. Hurtado pleaded guilty in August to one count of theft by a bank employee in a plea agreement filed in the United States District Court. Hurtado specifically admitted that she stole nearly $100,000 from two customers' accounts, as well as another $10,000 cash from the bank's vault in 2010. Investigation in this case revealed that Hurtado secretly accessed U.S. Bank's customer system and charged change order the contact information for the accounts of two of the customers, both of whom were in their 80s. After changing their contact information, Hurtado then closed these accounts and took out cashier's checks for the balance of each account. Not a very nice person, I would say, really. So much to see from him. So she's going to slam. Unless someone else going to slam a little bit. We'll get to that. We got people got in trouble with. Oh, here it is, right here. Let's do the slammer people, okay? The slammer bammers we'll do first. And so we have this woman from Paso Robles sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for orchestrating a scheme to defraud the United States Department of Education at $35 million grant, according to U.S. Attorney's Office. Jean Michelle Cross, 6 years old, was found guilty of mail fraud, forging a writing to obtain money from the United States and making false statements. She also concealed a 15% fee she had negotiated in exchange for submitting a successful grant application. So basically, this money was supposed to go to kids in need, and instead it was headed in her direction, but they caught it. And so she's got 6 years. And she has to pay some money back, too. She has $60,000 fine. don't do the can't do the time. All right, and then there's this mope that works for Caltrans that they found out he was falsifying all kinds of information. So then the next thing that came up was this was the Bay Bridge thing. Remember the Bay Bridge thing? Okay, so I said okay. So then the next thing that everybody was worried about was the Golden Gate Bridge. So this guy had screwed around with that, too. Records grudgingly released today by the agency examined the fraudulent work and other issues surrounding its foundation testing branch, which examines the underground supports of bridges and other freeway structures. A report last week by the Sacramento Bee examined the actions of Dwayne Wiles, who was responsible for inspecting the foundations of many structures, and falsified documents regarding his findings. Wiles and his supervisor were fired after newspapers report. Documents released today say, the Golden Gate Bridge is fine. You can cross that thing. It's no problem. Of course, they said the Bay Bridge is fine. When they built it, it's going to be fine. So apparently this guy falsified documents in such a way that they were completely accurate to what the conditions were of the things that he falsified documents for. Interesting crime. What do you think about it? There it is right there. From what they said. All right, let's see if we have anything else here. Let's see if we have anything else on calcosnews.com. My computer decided to take this moment to take a nap. Well, I understand that. Okay, no, that's what we had for today. I got nothing to add at this point. So that's our update from calcosnews.com on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
I know that sounds repetitive. You know why? It is. It is right there. Okay, here we have today, and it's Tuesday, and then, you know, families are coming in tomorrow, and people, I know I got to be at the train station myself tomorrow. People are coming in. Anyway. I always suggest this for families. If somebody's coming to visit, always make sure that you have enough money saved up so in case you have to buy an emergency airline ticket, you can't. Because Greyhound doesn't leave here anymore. Okay. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you right here. Let me just mention something right here on the front page of the sports section today, man. Here's Jordan Hesse, and she's from Oregon, and she's running against the Villanova's Sheila Reed, who she lost to. So she came in second at the NC2A meet. But can I say something here? I mean, really. It's like a Great Dane running against a dachshund. I mean, if you look at the length of the legs on the lady from Villanova, and then you look at or Jordan there, it doesn't seem fair. You know, Jordan has to run twice as far to get as far. Okay? Twice as many steps. Same distance, whatever I'm saying. That doesn't seem right. Came to mind. Did you ever do career day? Did you ever? Here's an interesting thing. We always did. All high school students went to career day. Were you ever asked to do career day? I was. San Luis High had radio. They asked me. This is years ago. You know, years ago they asked me to do all kinds of stuff. Now they know that I'm just decrepit and cresting, and they don't bother asking. But the years and years ago, and who was I? Was with Glenn from Service Hospital next to him, and anyway, there was a whole bunch of us there. And so the kids would come up and say, you know, kind of make $1 million doing radio. And back in those days, nobody had yet made $1 million doing radio. So I said, no, you got to do something else. Do anything else with your life but this. I was trying to be honest. But anyhow, so you got the career day thing. Now, here's a mom who was upset because there was a Hooters girl at her daughter's career day.
Okay. Next up, some Florida parents are outraged that a Hooters waitress was brought in to speak to students on career day at a special needs elementary school. Now, we did a story similar to this on The View the other day about a woman who was a porn star reading for free, dedicating her time volunteering, and people were sort of outraged at it. So what do you think about that?
I think it's unbelievable. I mean, what did she go and just talk to them and talk about her breasts?
No.
It's really hard working somewhere where I have to show my breasts all the time. And, like, I have to carry chicken, and I just feel really unsafe. You should work hard in school.
It would take you take your Hooters to work day. I mean, one
well,
parent's
it's so surprising. Yeah. I mean, Florida is one of the most conservative states. So it's hard to imagine that this is who they booked for career day and that they couldn't get anybody who had a different sort of
more upper career. But the kids don't know what she did, really. I mean, these are elementary school kids with special needs. I'm sure they didn't know that she worked at Hooters.
Well, I mean, she was talking about her
job. Did she work in Hooters or was she a porn star?
No, that was a different story. That was another girl from another state. I don't remember the
state. She wants to be a porn star, but she got stuck at Hooters.
Well, her name was Sasha Gray. And in California, and she was an ex-porn star. Oh, we had her on The View. She's a beautiful girl. And she was reading to the kids, and the parents were outraged. But they don't know that. They're little kids. Why do they have to know your resume? Right?
Yeah, but I think it's a little different on career day, because the whole point of career day is to talk about your career.
But and she's a waitress. What's so bad about being a waitress?
Well, nothing's terrible. Nothing's bad about being a waitress, but
well,
I mean, I do think...
Hooters is a family restaurant. Yeah.
Hooters is a family restaurant,
well,
isn't
Justin Bieber
it?
Did go there
for the
with
Manson.
Selena.
All right, then I got to go. Thank
People
you, guys.
Don't have
I got that. So anyway, I didn't realize you would be here. I was going to serve it. So there it is, and it is considered a family restaurant, by the way, and I have to admit... I went into Hooters in Baltimore with my brother to buy another brother a Hooters hat. It wasn't that Hootie, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it's like, who cares? But, I mean, I've been to restaurants that were more revealing. Is that the term I want to use? Than that. Anyway, okay. They're just regular restaurants. I'll tell you the name of the chain back at the time, and this was in L.A., Charlie Brown's. Charlie Brown's waitresses, boy, I tell you, they were quite the thing. Now, but there was something else here. Where did I read another thing that somebody thought somebody was dressed too little? Who cares? I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Wear what you want or you don't want. It doesn't matter to me. A lot of people are upset about Black Friday because it's gotten a black eye because now it's Thursday night. It's Thanksgiving night, and so people are saying, okay, we're going to be open at midnight. Now, every year we see the people on Black Friday, camp out for 2 days ahead of time. So this time they get a break, the people that camp out, and you have to admit these are not your average people. I'm going to say that quite frankly. These are somewhat obsessed people. And so... not being obsessed as myself, I don't really care about it. I don't care. I'm not gonna be involved in the darn thing. So I don't know why people get so upset. If you don't want to be there at midnight, then don't be there at midnight. If you're going to be there at 6 o'clock the next morning, which is when they open nowadays, or last year they opened at 6, and you want to get something they only have 10 of, you're still going to have to get in line and wait all night. This way you don't have to wait all night. You get to have your Thanksgiving dinner. You gotta go maybe and get in. It's not worth worrying about. It just isn't worth worrying about. It isn't, and you don't need whatever it is they're trying to sell you at a cheaper price at that time of night. Anyway. You don't need it. She mentioned Justin Bieber at Hooters. That's a big deal. Interesting enough, Justin Bieber is going to be on the Today Show tomorrow performing in New York. There are people that have been camped out since yesterday. Young girls that kind of sparkle with the beeb. But this way, it's a little bit more obsessive these days than it was. But everything's more obsessive these days than it used to be. But people would swoon. Remember the word swoon? Young women would swoon over Frank Sinatra and stuff, and then the Beatles, they went a little bit nuttier. They didn't camp out anywhere. They would be considered somewhat insane. Right? It had been taken away to the rubber room. But times change, and people obsess. It's a highly underrated obsession. It shows a great deal of commitment.
Do you love looking for adventure? Do you love getting away for a weekend and taking friends with you? If so, you'll love the 2011 Subaru Outback. It's always ready for anything and is available now at Rancho Grande Subaru. The go-anywhere capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive lets you pick a point on the map and just go, no matter what condition the road is in. It's a 2010 IIHS top safety pick. And with 29 miles to the gallon, it has better fuel economy than midsize SUVs like Jeep Grand Cherokee. Cherokee, and many two-wheel drive crossovers. Plus, the Outback is built in a zero landfill plant because when you love seeing the world, you want to keep it as beautiful as you can. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Experience it for yourself today at Rancho Grande Subaru.
Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway off Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo. Or check us out online at ranchograndesubaru.com.
2010 top safety picks include 2011 Subaru Outback. EPA estimated fuel economy for 2011 Subaru Outback 2.5 ICBT, 29 mpg highway versus 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee two-wheel drive 23 mpg highway. Actual mileage may vary.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site. So everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Herring? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Thank you very much. Before we have, Mary J. Blige is going to sing to us from her new LP, her new, what do you call it? DVD. CD. CD. Anyway, but here's the thing. This was, now this may be a video Daily Double. In which case I'll let you know. But this is, Christina Aguilera was the person who was apparently accused of not quite being dressed the way she should have been. I'll tell you if it's so or not.
Christina's dress disaster? Well, Christina Aguilera brought down the house at the American Music Awards with Maroon 5's Adam Levine. But tonight, there is some big controversy over her dress. Was it fab or a big fashion don't? Showbiz trending tonight. The firestorm over Christina Aguilera's dress on the American Music Awards.
I forget. Here, let me just say this. Let me say this as best I can. Well, I'd have to say it this way. There was a lot stuffed in a small package.
Baby, I love you. When I be inside, do you think about me?
R.J. Blige, and she went away. Okay. And so that's from my new LP. You're with Bill. This is Talk of Sheep, the Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. Let's talk right now about food. And we're going to talk about happy Thanksgiving time at Spencer's Fresh Market. First off today, it's not Thanksgiving today. It's not even Thanksgiving tomorrow. So today you're saying to yourself, "What? I need something for lunch." It's a 12:37 right now, and you can just go and get some tacos because they got 2 for $1 Taco Tuesday at Spencer's Fresh Market. So that's a heck of a good deal, I got to tell you that. All right, so you get that, you get a soda pop, go get a dessert of some kind, you know, get a big old candy bar or whatever. You're all set. All right, even though I was just reading the article about how you're supposed to try to lose weight before Thanksgiving. Don't worry about it. Here's the other thing. Happy Thanksgiving. $1.99 for Mary's fresh free-range natural turkeys. You can order those guys right now. And then they also have $1.49 Foster Farms fresh natural turkeys. So they got lots of turkeys is what I'm telling you. And if you're going to have stuffing, the other thing you're going to have stuffing, the taste of stuffing, what does stuffing taste great with something else? Pork. They have boneless center cut pork loin roast for just $2.59 a pound. Russet taters, 5-pound bag for 99 cents. Holder sliced white mushrooms, 99 cents a pound. I'm sorry, it's an 8-ounce package. I'm sorry, it's a half a pound. 8-ounce package, 99 cents each. Let me tell you something else here. Local celery is just 2 for $1, and Haas avocado, 69 cents each. Then you get in here. Here's the whole holiday thing that you can do at Spencer's, and you'll be happy you did. Jiffy foil roasting pan for just 99 cents. They got good cooked steel turkey lacers for $1.59. They got good cooked turkey pop up timers for $1.59. They've got the good cooked large baster for $2.19. They've got a multipurpose lighter for $3.69 in case your oven doesn't work. And then they have Reynolds turkey size oven bags for $1.99. They have everything you could possibly ever want or imagine, including the big yummy roast for $6.99 a pound at Spencer's Fresh Market. And everything you need for Thanksgiving is right there. And they got special stuff in the deli department. And go to Spencer's Fresh Markets and find locations. They'll also open on Thanksgiving Day in case you forgot something. And there's a lot of consumers that are very grateful for that. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Roy Grande, and Santa Maria. We're going to the phone right now and saying, hey,
and the big news of the day, Mr. Bill, I was in there yesterday and discovered they do have Cal Poly Eggnog in.
Spencer's, huh?
Oh, it's the only place I know of. You can get it if you don't drive Cal Poly.
Yeah, you don't want to go on campus there. Cal Poly Eggnog at Spencer's Fresh Market's good deal.
Oh, man, it's the best eggnog on the face of the earth. It's better than what Grandma used to make.
Especially after she passed away. Anyway, but they do have great local products. They got Cal Poly eggs. Anything that Cal Poly does, they have Cal Poly stuff, and all the other local stuff is really good too. I try to tell people.
Say,
go ahead.
I got to say though, I hesitate to ask somebody where to look. You know, they just rearranged the Royal Grande store some months back, moved everything around a little bit. I just can't go to a Spencer's employee and say, hey, where's the whatchacallit? Because they'll drop whatever they're doing and walk you to it and put their finger on it. And I just tell me a row number, dude.
No, that's interesting. That's a new policy started sometime back. It's an old new policy, but that's what they do now. They just sit here. And sometimes they don't really give you a choice. They just sort of say, here, I'm going to take you to it. Because that way they make sure that you can't complain and say, well, I got bad directions and I couldn't find it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Spencer's smart. Yeah, because you'll be back 10 minutes later saying, where'd you see that one? But I think it's a lot like Wims Brothers used to be 30 years ago.
Well,
and that's where he came from.
Yeah, that John Spencer worked for Williams Brothers forever, so I mean that was his model, and of course everybody in the world liked Williams Brothers, so that's why if you're an old Williams Brothers shopper and you haven't gone to Spencer's, you missed the boat by a long shot there, because that doesn't make any sense to not.
And it's the only store I found, and I looked, only store I have found that carries Old South brand. Sweet pickle watermelon rind.
He's got a bunch of stuff. I've told people about Wickles Pickles.
Yeah.
Wickles Pickles, they take regular pickles. I guess they're bread and butter pickles or dill pickles, whatever the heck. Dill, I guess. And then they put hot chili peppers in there. Now, they're not, I don't like real hot stuff. So you have to understand, if I'm telling you that it's okay, it tastes good and has a little bit of a bite to it, but not terrible, then you can trust me because I don't like real hot stuff. I don't even like sort of hot stuff. I like, you know, maybe a little, I want to feel a little bit, that's all. So anyway, the Wickles Pickles are absolutely fab, and John has those. And then I was thinking of something else when you said that.
The meat department has actual honest-to-God butchers.
Not really.
You know, you can talk to them about what you like, and they go cut one like that.
Yeah, they do a good job of that. There was
it's cool.
Something else I got to tell you about. Boy, my brain is just gone. You know, it's going away fast. But anyway, but yeah. And so, you like watermelon rinds?
Sweet pickle watermelon rinds. It's kind of a southern tradition.
It is a southern.
They've never been down south too much. You know.
I was going to say,
you might not be familiar with it.
It's a southern tradition. You're from Eagle Rock or Glendale or something.
Yeah, I know. But the people that raised me from Alabama.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, you know, another thing that we've talked about, these kind of weird traditions that you pick up in the service is, and I'd never heard of this my whole life until I went in the service, and that's putting peanuts in a Coke.
Why would you do that?
That's a southern thing. There was a whole bunch of guys on the ship that were from the south, and they would take a bag of peanuts and they'd pour it in a Coke bottle, and they'd eat the peanuts as they drank the Coke, and it actually wasn't bad at all. I used to do it.
I guess that's one southern tradition Grandpa didn't pick up. I don't know.
Well, here's the other good thing. Here's the other good thing. Is that I haven't done it since I was out of the service, so maybe I didn't like it that much after all. I was watching Judge Judy the other day. You can laugh if you want, but I happen to like Judge Judy. I know she puts up with these people without just pulling out a gun.
I think she's mean.
They want her to be mean. They tell the people that she's going to be mean, but what do you care? They're going to pay your bill for free no matter what happens.
There's some other lady judge when I was recuperating from surgery. There's some other lady judge who's smoking, hot-looking woman, and she's nice.
I know who she is. I can't think of her name right now. She's a Hispanic lady.
I can't
think of her name.
And I used to come away from Judge Judy shows thinking that wasn't fair. You know.
Well, she'll say the damnedest things. But what was funny was, as we were speaking of Southern tradition, they had these two ladies the other day. One owed the other money, whatever the heck the case may be. But what happened was she hit a deer with a car. It was the other lady's car. So she hit a deer. And so Judge Judy goes, well, was the deer harmed? Oh, it was killed. It was dead. You know, she goes, well, what did you do with it? She goes, I ate it.
Roadkill.
And you should have seen the look on that lady's face. I mean, it was just cracking me up. And she says, you ate it? She goes, sure, it was venison. It was really good, you know. I even offered some to the plaintiff, you know, but she didn't want any.
Yeah, we had some relatives in Oregon that used to dress down roadkill.
I'm not sure I'd go.
You gotta get it while it's still warm, though.
That's it. I mean, I'm not sure I'd go for that exactly, but I have to admit, I've had venison and liked it a lot. Now, here's a weird thing about Spencer's Fresh Markets. I'm gonna tell you this: if you said I want pheasant for Christmas, they will find you pheasant. If you said I want venison, they will find you venison somewhere.
You know, Blondie is a real couponer kind of person, you hear people talk about it's cheaper to go to the big stores, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now that you use the coupons, if you check out every Tuesday, they come out with a thing and, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's cheap.
That's how she plans her menus.
Mm-hmm. And know something about coupons, because a lot of people don't quite get this. And so let me share this. If you use one of these club card things that some of the restaurants have, you go to Spencer's and they have coupons, whatever the case may be, the store isn't losing a dime on the deal. The manufacturer is the one that they go to, or the supplier, the distributor, and say, okay, if you we're going to put your stuff on sale, but you're the one that's going to put it on sale.
Well, Spencer's has the little flashcard thing that gets you in the club at other stores.
Right.
But what theirs does, it doesn't give you a discount. It gives your charity of choice, in my case, it's Central Coast Christian Academy, it donates money to them. So that's cool. I always carry that little carry on my key ring.
I think that's cool, too. You know, and it's good to go. And by the way, I want you to know something. In honor of the United States Marine Corps, I'm wearing my Toys for Tots hat. And today, and I was wearing it last week when I had to go to the clinic in Santa Maria. So the nurse said to me, she said, gosh, Bill, you know how everybody tries to do things before Thanksgiving? They try to get Christmas going, and they try to speed things up. And here you got your Toys for Tots hat on. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. I said, dear, you have a Toys for Tots box out in the lobby. She said, we do? I go, yes, you do. It's halfway full already. She goes, oh, okay, well, go ahead and wear the hat. I said, thank you very much.
One of the all-time great TV commercials I've enjoyed and I hope they run it again, is that he's like an embassy guard, and this little kid comes up to him, to the Marine, and says, I heard you really Santa Claus. And the guy says, okay, this man's standing at attention, you know. But then he turns his hand out, and the kid drops his Christmas wish list in the Marine's hand.
That
is a great commercial.
Are the elves building something?
Huh?
Are the elves building something?
Well, my neighbor is replacing dry rot boards on his roof here.
He's going.
He's a cool guy.
He's going to it. I got to tell you that. You know, here's the thing, that
he's working hard.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen it? And I can't help myself. I do this because I write commercials myself. Have you ever seen the VA commercials, like become a doctor, and work for the VA, or become something, work for the VA and help out our vets?
Yeah.
Okay. I would end that commercial with, "We'll make it worth your time. They'll make it worth your while."
That's cool.
Isn't that good?
That's
good. Yeah. That's a keeper right there.
I'm a Salvation Army volunteer, and among the things that I do is I do dingling. You know, I bring bells up in front of various places. And last year I was out in front of Kmart doing my dingling thing, and they had a Marine Corps First Sergeant who had 8 rows of ribbons, and I can't read Army ribbons. I don't really know what they are, but he has a Navy Cross, a Silver Star with a little star on it, which means he got 2 Silver Stars,
right,
and a Navy Cross.
Right.
I didn't even know how to behave around the man.
I know. Here's a guy. This guy was in the paper today. Remember I told you that a Marine Corps guy asked the actress Mila Kunis to a Marine Corps ball? And and so here's a picture of him. And good-looking guy. Good-looking girl. And he's got, I was trying to analyze what he had on his chest, too, and I got some of it. He's got a bronze star. Well, this doesn't make sense. I have to tell you, I don't really know, because his bronze star is 3rd from the left. And therefore, the 2 things to the left of that, I thought they were Navy. I thought they were Navy Commendation, Navy Achievement ribbon, but they would have been on the right side of the Bronze Star.
Yeah, I was looking at that picture too, and I saw the Navy Commendation picture ribbon, and I recognized that that was my highest medal, and it is so not high that you have to put a V on it to indicate that it was earned in combat situations.
No, I think he's got his ribbons wrong. I mean, he doesn't care. He's with Mila Kunis. He's having a beer.
Yeah.
He's just having a good time. What the heck was it? All right.
Yeah. I did also note in passing that when Justin Timberlake attended a Marine Corps ball.
Yeah.
That was one fine-looking Marine ball.
Yeah. That, yeah. That was.
She was 85 over 4, you know, but she's cute as hell.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what to say to her either.
Well, back in the day, I had specific practice lines. I had to try.
I may not make it back from this mission alive. And you were in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
And if you do, give me a call.
There you go. You and your family have a great Thanksgiving, Garen. Thanks for buzzing in today.
The same. Tell hi to Miss Nancy.
I will do so. Take care.
Okay. You
all, sir. All right. This is Talk is Cheap. You can call because I got the thing pushed off like I'm supposed to. 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. I know it became sort of a commercial length program for Spencer's, but it happened accidentally. I wasn't a shill. He just called to tell me. Well, because it was watermelon rinds, pickled watermelon rinds. And that's fascinating in one way because most of us don't eat a watermelon rind, pickled or not. You know, we just would not eat that part of the watermelon, but this apparently is some kind of a savory dish for some people. I'll have to check with a food channel and see what they say. Okay, other things are going on. This is really weird. You know, we get these editorials in our newspaper, and today we have the brochure, what they call the Tribune brochure, which is not quite a whole newspaper, but it's a little shot. And here's what, and Paul Krugman, you know, I read what the people that are pundits of both sides of the line say. You know, you got the conservatives, you got the liberals, some of the different things they say. And sometimes, somewhere amidst all of this political stuff, there's a little ray of hope that somebody says something that sort of makes sense. The headline is completely disappointing, and what follows is also somewhat disappointing today from Paul Krugman. He says the super committee failure is a good thing, but it's not a good thing. Because it's going to trigger alternative issues that are going to deprive people of the financial means necessary to get done what they have to get done. And so here's what's bad about this. You know, this perpetuates this terrible problem we have with why the super committee couldn't get anything done, why nobody gets anything done in Washington. And that is that it's like, okay, the super committee failed, is his opinion, because the Republicans said, you know, we're not raising taxes in any way, shape, or form. We signed the funny piece of paper. Now, I'm vehemently against that. I find that just gaggable. That, you know, that's how you're going to deal with politics, is to predetermine what it is you're going to do. I just don't think that's being a representative of the people. I don't care what party you're in. You're there to try to say, okay, how do we make this thing work? In my opinion, that's what they should be there for. But anyway, so what he's doing is he's perpetuating this thing about, you know, there's the complaint the Democrats have that say all they want, everybody that's a Republican, that is just vowing to make sure Barack Obama's a one-term president. They don't want the guy for two terms. Well, by saying that the super committee failure is a good thing, what you're basically saying is we're showing the Republicans, we're showing up the Republicans and how lame the idea of pledging for no new taxes is. So what you've done is, once again, you've thrown people to two sides of the room. And that never has helped us. That never accomplishes anything. That gets us nowhere. I don't know what's going to get us somewhere. I promise you, I don't know. Hopefully, Democrats that, you know, are thinking back-ass words will come to their senses, and Republicans that are doing the same thing at some point, and not be all of them, just a few, would say, yeah, we're maybe not doing this whole thing right. Maybe. But, you know. As you can imagine, at UC Davis, lots of protests going on, lots of investigation going on at the pepper spray thing. By now, you've probably seen it on the news. You have to admit, it's not. I just don't understand it. I don't believe. And you know what bothers me, because there was times when we were in Vietnam that we'd say it's time to make this thing a parking lot. You know, it's too weird. But actually, it was nothing compared to the weirdness of some of the Middle East countries, and Afghanistan in particular. They had a program on CNN this morning about a woman who was raped in Afghanistan. Because she was raped, don't ask me how this works. You know, don't ask me how this mind think is here. She was guilty of somehow making this man want to rape her. She didn't take off her veil or do any of that stuff like she's supposed to. She didn't do anything but exist and get raped. But somehow it's her fault that she got raped. So she's in prison for the rape. To try to show that, you know, she was raped, and make this guy says, I was never near this woman at all. She went and had the child. And she's the mother of this child. And so so they imprisoned her. And now she may be forced by Afghan, whatever tribe this is, Shia law, I guess. She may be forced to marry the man that raped her. And so you sometimes say to yourself, how much money a day are we spending to keep that going? The only thing you can say is, hopefully we can get the bad guys there and not here. Hopefully we can get the bad guys there and not here. And if we can get enough of the bad guys, in a reasonable length of time, then hopefully, you know, we won't really have to worry about it much here for a long time to come. I think with wise eye open, you have to say, okay, that's what we're doing. That's why we're doing it. So, okay, how can we get these guys and not have them, you know, create terror here in the United States? of course, now we're recognizing that, unfortunately, you plant the seed, which is what they were trying to do. You know, this is a terrorist organization, Al-Qaeda and all these people. They're trying to say, okay, let's plant a seed of rebellion and mayhem in other people that are perhaps Americans. And now they just arrested three guys that were plotting to do all kinds of terrible things. And they're just American good old boys that eat watermelon rinds. And so they, you know, they it's and have Coca-Colas with peanuts in them. That's the problem. That's what we were trying to avoid happening, and we didn't quite succeed. But as long as there isn't much of a mouthpiece there to perpetrate that, then that's at least a chance we have. Now, there's another thing that's really hard to deal with in its own way. I don't have an answer for it. I really don't. And to try to justify it or to try to not justify it or try to criticize it or not criticize it doesn't necessarily make any sense, because historically in wars, there hasn't been, except for the wars the United States has waged in modern times, there hasn't been a desire, need, or whatever to avoid civilian casualties. War was war. Obviously, in the Second World War, the idea was to destroy as many Germans, as we possibly could. Destroy as many Japanese humans as we could destroy. That was the policy. That's what we did. That's what they did. That's how it was done. Was okay, how many people can we eliminate? Not just how many soldiers can we eliminate, how many people? So in a way, we've come a long way from that. A guy wrote a letter to the editor today and said, but, you know, when you target a bad guy house in Afghanistan with a Predator missile, you know, then when there's collateral damage next to it where some innocent people die, you know, it's the same as killing them deliberately, is it not? These are the kind of questions. That's why they have chaplains in the military, to try to dream up ways to discuss that with you. Okay? Because, you know, the average person just can't figure that out. There's no way to sort through that. I don't have an answer for that. Don't have one. This person wrote a letter and said, I have an answer to that. I think it's murder and it's wrong. So then you can, I mean, there's lots of ways you can go with this if you want to have a backroom discussion, you know, over some cards and a beer. And you can say, okay, let's see, if they killed 3,000 Americans, if the Taliban was responsible for killing 3,000 Americans, and in the process of getting rid of the Taliban, we killed X number of Afghanis, then you say, you know, which was right or wrong. It's too hard to sort through, I'm telling you. Your brain will melt. Your brain will melt. And those of us that have been there and done that, you know, part of our brain has already melted over it. So, you know, it's a tough issue, no question about it. And I don't have a right or wrong answer. I have no idea what the right or wrong answer to that is. But I can understand why people are concerned about these things. And why should they not be? Jordan Hassett came in second. She's got the little legs. This is giant that's running next to her, you know. This giant only had to take four strides to go 300 yards. And Jordan's going, like the little engine that could.
CBS News, I'm Sam Lutzinger. Egypt's ruling military says it'll transfer power to a civilian government next summer, but tens of thousands of protesters say they still won't leave Tahrir Square. The top military commander gave a national broadcast promising changes.
We are committed to parliamentary elections as scheduled, and we are committed to elect a president before July 2012.
He spoke to an interpreter. Reaction from Egyptian political activist Khalid Abdullah.
People said, go, 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 go. The people demand that you leave power immediately. They don't want the Mshir Tantawi. They don't want SCAF. They don't want the army. The future is in the thousands of people down there on that street.
SCAF stands for Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, the group now running the country. A plea and a settlement for a big drug company.
Vioxx is here. A prescription.
CBS News correspondent Stephanie Lambadakis.
This almost $1 billion settlement between the Justice Department and the drug giant Merck resolves both the criminal and civil charges involving the investigation into Vioxx. Merck has agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor criminal charge for illegally promoting Vioxx, which was pulled from the market in 2004 because of safety problems. That guilty plea comes with a $321 million fine. The company will also pay $628 million to settle civil claims that Merck made false statements about the drug's safety.
If you want to be first in line to grab a Black Friday bargain at the Best Buy in Rockford, Illinois, you're too late. This guy's already ahead of you.
I like being the first to do something. I'll be here till Friday.
Ellen Davis, he's vice president of the National Retail Federation.
This year there is a lot in the retail grab bag for Black Friday. Very good deals on flat screen TVs, electronics, and clothing. But we're also just seeing giveaways. Everything from digital cameras to snow globes and free coffee.
The retailers make a big chunk of their profits this time of year. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall on Long Island, New York, has the latest on a test cheating scandal that seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
When the students surrendered, one was wearing a ski mask to hide his identity. 13 more arrests were made here in Nassau County, New York, bringing the total to 20. DA Kathleen Rice said some were the test takers, getting paid up to $3,500 to take the SAT or ACT for other students. And then there were the students who paid the big bucks to get better scores.
All it takes is a simple homemade fake ID to take the ACTs or the SAT for someone else.
Sophia Hall, CBS News, Mineola, New York.
Not a particularly good day on Wall Street. Near the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 53 points. The S&P 500 index was down 5. The NASDAQ tried to break into positive territory, couldn't do it, down 2. This is CBS News.
Between the holidays and bad weather, we can spend a lot of time away from the office. But business doesn't stop. That's why GoToMyPC by Citrix allows you to work from anywhere. Whether you're snowed in, visiting family, or homesick, GoToMyPC lets you access your office computer from your Mac, PC, and now your iPad. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45. That's GoToMyPC.com, promo 45.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-2611.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Joplin, Missouri, a town struggling to come back from a deadly tornado.
There are mixed emotions in Joplin this week. Certainly grief as the city remembers 161 people who died in the May tornado.
We know that they're still with us in our hearts.
We're not going to forget the people who passed away, but at the same time, we're going to move forward.
And there's evidence of that. New homes are popping up on tornado-ravaged landscape. Major businesses are coming back. And in this Thanksgiving week,
we have everything to be thankful for.
A community that's come together. And volunteers from all over the nation that have helped with relief and rebuilding. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Joplin, Missouri.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura will be heading to Africa next month to try to raise awareness there about cervical and breast cancer. They're scheduled to visit Tanzania, Zambia, and Ethiopia. Mr. Bush says it's in America's interest to deal with disease, set priorities, and save lives. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Between the holidays and bad weather, we can spend a lot of time away from the office. But business doesn't stop. That's why GoToMyPC by Citrix allows you to work from anywhere. Whether you're snowed in, visiting family, or homesick, GoToMyPC lets you access your office computer from your Mac, PC, and now your iPad. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter promo code 45. That's GoToMyPC.com, promo 45.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age, and it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700 to schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. Herb Bill Banneker, Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. And thank you for joining me today. Don't forget, we're brought to you in part by the Swiss Dental Center. If you got teeth or mouth issues, contact Swiss Dental. They have the answers to your new smile. They certainly do. They can fix you up. Fix you up. Right. Or you can wear false teeth if you want to wear false teeth. Yeah. You gotta put that gumbo in there and stick them in. All right, today. Oh, well, let me mention this. Craig Schaefer's gonna be in tomorrow at 12:30, and we're gonna talk about PCPA, and we'll talk about A Christmas Carol that's playing now. Extremely. I have. Here's something I have to share with you. I hadn't seen the Christmas. I don't think I. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember that I've seen the Christmas Carol done as a musical, but it was musical, and very nice. And so maybe I've just missed the boat somewhere. Charles Dickens didn't write music, I know, with it. So somebody else has adapted this, and it's very nice. And the set, the intelligence behind how they work the set and do all of the whole thing, I'm always just amazed. You'll be too. You'll like it. So you can make reservations at pcpa.org and click on buy some tickets, and it's going to run through just for Christmas. All right. Other things are going on. First off, there's a video on YouTube, and they've shown it elsewhere. You've been on YouTube, and supposedly mom went to the bathroom and left the two toddlers alone, and they got a 5-pound bag of flour and just completely covered this house with it. Covered this house with it. I'm not buying it. Sorry, I know everybody wants to believe these videos, and oh my God, look at the kids. I'm not buying it. If you look at the couches, You know, it's like the flower was placed to fall very carefully on each part of the two couches. It's perfect. It's like it was, little kids like that aren't perfect. First off, little kids would probably not get the bag full of flour from the kitchen to the living room to begin with without spilling it along the way. Anyhow, and this flower is everywhere. I just don't think that, and I was a bad little boy. Now, I couldn't have come up with that creativity to screw up a whole entire room like that. But you get a chance. It's on YouTube. I call it the Flower Children or something. I don't know. And then here's what a lot of wives would like to do, and not jokingly whatsoever, put their husbands on Craigslist. Say, it's time for you to go away. There's a wife that
liberates midnight release. Joseph Badley was a gamer who got his hands on one of the 7 million sold copies of Modern Warfare 3.
So he could stand in a huge long line to pick up his game, drive home, and begin playing. And I didn't see him for like 3 days straight.
Joseph was recently discharged from the military after a back injury in Afghanistan and is now glued to a virtual combat. He admits it's not normal.
No. Most of my friends in the military, this is how we stay connected.
One day, his wife Elise and her mother-in-law were shopping on Craigslist when a light went off.
And I made a remark to my mother-in-law, and I said, oh, I'm going to sell him on Craigslist if he doesn't quit playing this video game. And she said, oh, just do it. So I did.
They didn't expect much.
Free on Craigslist to a good home.
But emails started pouring in.
I've had a couple personal ads for men saying, oh, I'm house broke, I'm trained, and I'll trade him places.
Some lady that thought it was serious and trying to give us marital counseling.
One woman offered a trade for a bag of Skittles. Joseph played throughout our entire interview, even during...
So I'm not...
Ten.
Quite sure.
Moments. And although she did put the ad out there, Elise says she's happy to have her hubby home and says, game on.
Because I think he deserves his gaming. After everything that he's done. I love him. It was just a joke.
I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know about my mother, though. She might have wanted to get rid of the song. Okay, so that was that right there. Right. And you can check out the flower thing. Also, there's an ad we run. We run this ad ourselves here. And I just scratch my head sometimes. If I have an ad on and you go, I don't really understand what you said there, Bill, call and you say, Bill, what are you talking about there? But here was this ad that we have run an ad. I've heard this ad a number of times. And it's on TV. Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive. Does that mean all four wheels are round? What do you mean symmetrical? Cars, drivetrains are symmetrical. It wouldn't make any sense for them not to be. But I don't know. Okay. I was just wondering. I was thinking, there's people that are smarter than I am about these things. 786-2578. 786-2578 is one phone number, and our toll-free is 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. You can buzzer it in whenever you want. Whatever's on your mind, you can share it. So here's the thing right here. So we had Milan with the Marine. Who else is in the news? Seacrest sued over a reality TV show. So here's a participant in a reality TV show that decided that she was not treated correctly, and so she's suing Ryan Seacrest. It's like, and the weirdest part about reality TV shows is they have nothing to do with reality whatsoever. Why are they called that? Why are they called that? They used to be called soap operas, but now they're called reality TV shows, but they're not real in any way in the whole wide world. Okay, I was just asking. It's no time in life for a wedding. This is a strange story. Heather Locklear and Jeff Wagner reportedly called off their engagement last week because wedding planning was too time-consuming. Locklear and Wagner, the Melrose Place lovers who brought the romance to real life in 2007, got engaged in August. They were spending too much time planning their big day. They had no time left for family, Wagner told TMZ. So go to Las Vegas. Get married. It'll take you one day. What the heck is that? The family's that important. You know, you've already had your big weddings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. And I guess I'm not giving away anything. It's in the paper. Rob Kardashian, I guess, is going to be the Dancing with the Stars new guy. Yeah, one of them Kardashians. Score it again. reality dance show. And you realize that's not really a reality show either, because if you dance, let's say you went to Madonna Inn. Madonna Inn has ballroom dancing. You can do any one of those tangos, cha-chas, foxtrots, any of the things that you see on Dancing with the Stars. You could go to, theoretically, to a Madonna Inn, and when they have their ballroom dance nights, you could go and do that. The only problem is you would take up the entire floor. You'd be knocking people down, so that, therefore, the reality is missing from that also. Just thought I'd tell you. Don't try that. Don't try that. Let us Madonna have you bounced out. You'll be 86th. That's it right there. For over-enthusiastic dancing. All right. A new restaurant is open at the Carlton. Okay, let's try number 3, shall we? Okay. I wish them luck. I really wish them success. Not luck, success. Hard work restaurants. I don't know why anybody does it to begin with. But they're hard work, and it's just as hard. And the economy's hard. And so here you have Jack and Natalie Doris that are going to have the Brie Lauren Bistro serve brunch. This is what they're going to call it. And it's going to, oh, I guess it's going to be called Colby Jack's Cafe and Bakery. What they have now, I believe, is Brie Lauren Bistro. All right, so they're expanding. They're going to be Colby Jack. You sometimes wonder, you know, you sometimes wonder, because I have no idea what their rent would be to rent the restaurant space at Carlton. I bet it's pretty choky. So then you get, we often talk about this amongst ourselves, the townspeople. When I say townspeople, all the towns, all of us, you know, Central Coast. The townspeople, the townsfolk get together, you know, in the village square. And first we witness who's going to be dunked in the dunking stool, because we always get a kick out of that. We throw vegetables to people in the stocks. And then we talk about the restaurants in San Luis Obispo. And county. I'm talking about county. And Santa Maria, too. How can you leave out Jocko's? You can't. It's not possible to do. And you know who else serves really good? There's a number of places that serve really good food in Santa Maria. We finally discovered, because we know people that live there, that have some idea of where to go. Okay. But that's not the point I was making. The point I'm making here is that... a lot of times we say to ourselves, well, you know what, because of what the rent is, it's going to take, it would have to take a national chain of some kind to go into a space like that and be able to make a go of it. Not necessarily true. There's people that have made goes of some large spots that they finally succeeded at. And we've watched others fail after many years. 1865 is a good example, I think. And so it's so that what's it called now? It can be called the crooked kilt. It's called the don't look up my kilt. No, it's called Pappy McGregor's. Pappy McGregor. I was there one day with a friend from Santa Barbara, and so we had. I was very good, and we'll see how they do. I think they do really good though. I think they do well with the Cal Poly crowd. Not with the whole, not with everybody in the Cal Poly crowd. You know, some people get beaten in front of the place, and then that's an issue. But let's say you take that away. Right? Wet and dreary weather on the way for Thanksgiving. And they're not talking about wet, just wet. Not like damp wet. They're talking about you've got to be kidding. And I have to be on the road. I have to be on the road. You can't handle the truth. This is what they got here. Rain totals for Sunday storm were this is what we got. San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly had 2 inches. Santa Margarita had, this doesn't make sense. See, Santa Margarita has a reservoir. They should get the 2 inches, and they had 1.38. A lot of other people had less than an inch. The Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, 2.07 was the biggest. So, wow. Slo County Airport, an inch and a half. Anyway, they're expecting one of those. Lon Allen, about the colony of Atascadero, California, where Colby Jackson is going to put the Carlton, mentioned how happy he was because he and I seem to be alike in this way. We both were at Coronado for training down in San Diego. And the other thing is that he's not that big on vegetables either. Never was. I have to tell you, I don't know what it is. You know, it's, I don't know what. And I think the problem is, here's what I really think the problem is. Because I watched the little, the little gremlins eat vegetables, and they chow them down. Their dad indoctrinated them, and their late mother indoctrinated them to eat vegetables, but not by force, so to speak. I think they just said, boy, these are great. And maybe them and the kids might try it the first time and go, these aren't great. They go, oh, yeah, they are. And then and that kind of thing. But, see, Lon grew up in a home much like my own where they, you had to eat everything on your plate, you know, and it didn't matter what kind of nasty vegetables were on there. You had to eat them, you know. I don't think that's the right approach. I've learned after all these years. I don't think that's the best way to do it. And you get people who really like vegetables. But if we were, if you were subjected to that kind of cruel and unusual punishment, which is now called child abuse, if you were subjected to that and you don't like vegetables to this day, which Lon, I don't, really. So Lon said, I'm really happy to find out that 2 tablespoons of pizza sauce on a pizza is qualifies as a vegetable. Me too. I'm happy about that myself. All right. Because they decided, remember, back in the Reagan administration, they declared, I mean, how come it took this long? If the Reagan administration declared catsup as a vegetable, which they did, you know, all you got to do is make sure you put enough on it of whatever it is you're eating. I don't care how greasy the hamburger is. As long as you got enough ketchup on it, you're catching up. All right. Now, here's one of these things where you read it, it's boring, but you read it. But then you should wonder about it. I wonder about these things because I wonder how long does this entail? How many people are going to be involved in this? What exactly are the costs accrued and why? Is it totally man hours? Do they have to rent an office and man it? Here's this right here. Grant will help coastal habitat. $610,000 will be used for preservation efforts in Los Osos, Pismo Beach, and the Guadalupe Dunes. San Luis Obispo will receive this money. The largest chunk, $300,000, goes to the county to prepare state and federal environmental impact reports for Los Osos Habitat Conservation Plan. So $300,000 is going to go to the county for the county to do that. How many people are going to do that? How many people are going to, what is it, I mean, what does that entail, the $300,000? What does that mean? If you were a Cal Poly student, you'd have to do this much work just to get a couple of credits. Wouldn't get $300,000 for it. That's what I'm wondering about. Now, what does it all mean? What does it all mean, for God's sakes? Let's get on the phone. Maybe somebody knows what it means.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Ann.
The hot sun is shining out here.
Really? I'm also just
looking. Yes,
I haven't even looked
out of Fogville. I had watching or reading the news on the failed budget, you know, super committee. I have a fax, you know, real quick fix for all of that is come election 2012, everybody asks their elected representative, have you taken a blood oath to Grover Norquist? And if the answer is yes, then you unvote them. Then that'll solve the problem. And then we'll hopefully look for another guy that isn't locked into some rigid ideology. Just go forth and solve the
problem. That's what I said. I said that earlier, but I said, you know what? This is what disturbed me today, and I'll tell you what it is, because people, as much as they criticize it, it permeates the whole atmosphere of politics. Here, Paul Krugman, who's definitely on the left, says super committee failure is a good thing. Why is it a good thing? Because it exposes the Republicans for the fools that they are by signing Grover Norquist's thing. But see, now he's become part of the problem, not part of the solution. You see what I'm saying?
Who, Norquist?
No, Paul Krugman. By saying, oh, this is a good thing because the Republicans look bad. No, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All these programs are going to be cut right now because of it, and that's not a good thing at all.
Well, the problem is once, you know, when you lock in, I mean, first, nobody should be swearing blood oaths to a lobbyist in the first place.
I concur.
Our elected officials should swear an oath to the Constitution, period. It's all an oathing they should be doing.
Yeah.
So that was mistake number one. Second, if you're going to be seriously negotiating, you can set certain ground rules, but you don't walk in saying, okay, here's my list of demands, and if you don't like it, the hell with you. That's just totally pointless.
Well, the super committee, it's like the O.J. Simpson jury when the foreman, after the trial, said, we were going to find him innocent no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just, everybody knew. It's just
well, no, but I mean, she came right out and said it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think, at the time I said to myself, isn't that like somehow illegal? to say we're going to determine this guy's innocent, even though you're going to present all this evidence. But anyway, that being said,
jury nullification is supposed to be illegal, but good luck proving
anyway,
it.
I guess so. Okay.
You know,
but here the lady said it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same thing. From day one, when they walked into a room together, I felt this isn't going to work. It's not going to happen because we already know what the rules are.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that people have gone off the rails in is that politics is the art of the possible. Not the art of Dreamville and ideal world and all of that. It's what can you actually get done, and it's always the art of compromise. It always has been.
What, Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, you know, you can't make sausage by saying, oh, well, I will never touch pork. Well,
right.
You're not going to have sausage.
Yeah, and Jerry Seinfeld, I think he calls it something like striving for the perfect nothingness.
That's
kind of what it is.
Yeah. The other thing I was calling about, if people are on the Internet, somebody sent me an email link, and this is so perfectly American snark, it's amazing. Some Weisenheimer took shots of the campus policeman with his mace.
Oh, Ms. Pepper
spray. And
he
photoshopped it into famous paintings.
Really?
It's hilarious. I'm sure it's up on YouTube or whatever. They, you know, and here's this figure with the mace spraying out, and he's zapping the apostles in the Last Supper, or the famous Delacroix painting of Liberty leading the people in France. There he is spraying. Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
It's really,
and it's quintessential American snark.
I know. And we do. We're really good at making fun of the things that are just tragic.
It's wicked.
You know, it's
wicked.
It is
wicked. The way he's done it. And
it's hard to understand. I have to tell you, there's sometimes cop think gets so out of whack, and I'm not sure. I know crowds do it. You know, crowds get cops excited. They get excited there, and I can understand. There's lots of people and not that many cops, so maybe that's just a natural part of instinct to say, okay, I'm going to do something idiotic, but I'm not going to get killed in the process. I don't know what it is, but you know, we've had so many cases of that exact thing happening, and it blows your mind.
Well, this one was so beyond. If you watch the tape, you know, the video play out on that, it was utterly bizarre. Usually when the blood is up and you've got people screaming and pushing and shoving, people are going to get hurt. I don't care whether you're a policeman or a protester. I mean, it gets very scary and bad things happen.
Right.
But you had people sitting quiet. They weren't moving. Nobody was moving. They were sitting there very quietly. And this guy was wandering around spraying them as if he were an exterminator with a bug spray.
Oh,
and these people were just insects.
No, I'm telling you.
It was amazing.
It wasn't. And like I said on yesterday, I said this wasn't just like a little spray like your sister might carry in your purse. This was like a massive spray thing.
Yeah, big can of that.
What normally happens when you have a sit-down protest and people link arms is you get a couple of cops, and what they do is they just start at the beginning of the line, and the two cops are able to get the arms behind the backs of protesters.
Right.
Then they put the plastic cuff on them, and they lead them off to the van. Then they go back to the next one. Two big cops can usually take on a protester and get their arms behind their back without having to club them or hurt them or do anything to them, and they lead them off to the van.
You know, it's a big pain in the behind. It's like loading sacks of potatoes, and you sort of roll your eyes and you do
say,
it.
But
there was no threat offered. There was no high intensity fear roiling. There was no one standing near the guy. He was very calmly walking around like a termite guy, just spraying these insects.
And you know what's really sad?
It was
now, I admit,
amazing.
People, nobody died. So it's you can't compare it, you know, apples to apples with the Arab Spring. But sadly, in a lot of situations that have developed in the Arab Spring, and quite a few, there has been no fatalities, but there has been this issue of people that are peacefully protesting, not throwing rocks, not starting fires, peacefully protesting and still being clubbed and shot.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? And we look at that and we're aghast and we say, how in the world can such a thing happen? You know, we got to get the League of Arab Nations together and condemn this.
Right.
Well, I realize we're not shooting anybody here, but we are known for the democracy that we have. And it's one thing to say to people, you can't camp out and crap on the lawn at the courthouse. It's another thing to say, these people are sitting here protesting, which I mean, at Berkeley, I remember back at Berkeley in the 60s, that was a daily 365-day occurrence.
Right.
You know, there were every day, every month for years. That's
yeah,
what they
well,
did.
Yeah, you took Science 101, and then you did Protest 102, and then you went to, you know, Sociology class
right.
103.
So anyway, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And people weren't dragged off and hauled off and everything. It was kind of like saying, and here's what bothers me again, Ann, and this is how I really feel about college campuses. College campuses, as long as, again, they're peacefully protesting, they're not creating havoc or doing damage or anything like that, a college campus is the perfect place, the perfect environment for people to protest.
Right.
In my opinion. That's what makes these, that's, the kids got to have to think, you know, that it makes them think about what is they're doing and why they're doing it.
Right.
Especially when you have the media that's going to shove a microphone in front of somebody's face and say, and what's your point?
One of the interesting things about this video, and it came up in the 60s certainly, nobody has talked to this. He's a campus policeman, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I don't think he was a...
No, he's a campus cop.
Yeah. And kind of a middle-aged guy, overweight. Probably that's
careful.
His mid-level career, you
careful.
Know.
Careful how you say whatever you
I'm betting
saying.
Maybe yeah. didn't go to a high-priced university.
I would guess.
And so the same kind of thing you saw with the... A blue collar and the students in the 60s, this sort of class warfare, that idea of the absolute disgust and contempt with you rotten, crummy kids, you know, the privileged kids, and I never got to go to college, and here you are making a mess, and so I'll just spray you.
Yeah. I think there is a resentment, and I think it's
you know,
sad.
Pee on you.
Yeah.
You know, the image is...
Oh, really? Like, no, really.
Oh, there's piddle on you here with this pepper spray.
No, it's...
You rotten, crummy, overprivileged little, you know, twit.
I got
to
tell you,
I'm wondering if some of that was at work in this guy. It'd be interesting to when he comes out from hiding to talk to him.
I don't think. I think he'll be let go without. You'll never hear about this guy ever.
Oh, that
except
press will track him down.
Yeah, sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't succeed. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then opposite side of that, when you do have people that are creating dangerous situations and they're threatening and everything, you know, I perfectly understand why cops, you know, get adrenaline in them and start whacking on people
yeah.
with clubs. They're trying to protect themselves.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know. A lot of protesters are not saints at all, and they're dangerous, and they need the bump upside the head, you
yeah.
know, and be hauled off to the paddy wagon because they're putting other people at risk.
Yeah.
No question.
And what's too bad about it often
this
is...
This case yeah. was so...
This Occupy
so
Wall Street
the,
thing has happened. Here's what's happened, exactly what you're just saying.
This one jumped the shark.
Well, here's what... Yeah, here's what... You know what it reminds me of, and I'm going to really compare it to something that's very real. When we... In Vietnam, before the North Vietnamese came in droves... and you were just fighting another, country's army. When you were fighting the Viet Cong, but even the NVA would do it too, you know, and you heard about this, but it was very true. It happened to us many, many, many times where they would sneak into a village or they would tell everybody, we're going to kill you if you don't let us come in the village. And then they'd fire a rocket or two at the column of boats I was on or somebody else's column of boats. And they knowing that the one thing they could do that automatically triggered return fire was fire rockets.
Yeah.
And yet what they were doing was they were really trying to get you to slaughter the civilians.
Yeah.
You know, and it took a great deal of restraint sometimes when a rocket came out to wait and see if another rocket was going to come out, because a lot of times it wasn't going to.
Yeah.
And so we had to learn, or our commanders had to learn to say, okay, I have to break the news to you. One rocket's not going to do it unless it hit a boat and really, you know, hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Then they'd say, fine, open fire, you know, that
well,
kind of
thing.
Well,
some of that's the same kind of tactic you see with the provocateurs.
That's what I'm saying with
that
the riots.
That was the whole point. They'll move yeah. in and... Yeah. and provoke a response and then blame the, you know.
Well, and it's too bad because, and you know, of course it's too bad, but I mean, and it's unfortunate because, you know, you have a lot of people, especially this Occupy Wall Street thing, there's been a lot of peaceful protests.
Yeah.
That started out peaceful and then somebody comes in and, like yep. you say, the provocateurs and they screw the whole thing up for everybody.
That's
really
typical,
a shame. But this thing at UC Davis was just like, holy dump truck.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I hadn't seen anything like that in a long
can
time.
Track that down. With the photoshopping on the famous French, you know, European paintings that we've all grown up with.
Absolutely amazing.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Thanks,
yeah.
Anne.
Yeah.
If I don't talk to you, have a nice Thanksgiving.
Well, take care. Have a good turkey day.
Okay, kiddo. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Uncle Cracker live in concert.
Follow me. Everything is all right.
Good to Be Me Tour. Saturday, December 10th, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. Playing all his best, plus songs from his new album, Happy Hour, in stores now.
You make me smile.
Everyday America's singer-songwriter, Uncle Cracker.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll.
Saturday, December 10th, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. Tickets on sale at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. For more information and tour dates, stop by UncleCracker.com. Partial proceeds will benefit Toys for Tots.
12 a.m. till hours till morning. Been online since yesterday. Brett Smell said, I need coffee.
$500 early bird special. Pitch me.
It's Black Friday, Black Friday. Gotta go to Cold Town Black Friday. Everybody's going there at midnight, midnight.
Hurry to Kohl's Midnight Thursday for over 500 early bird specials. And get not just $10 cold cash, but for the first time ever, $15 cold cash for every 50 you spend. No limit. It's the most cold cash ever. Kohl's, expect great things.
Can't get this darn song out of my head.
Like my insurance, like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. It was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
We have Alan on the phone from Oceano, and Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
Well, you have something unpleasant to report to us also.
Yes. In Seattle, at one of the Occupy Seattle encampments, there was a lady who was, maybe 19 years old, 3 months pregnant. The police ran into her with either a bicycle or a motorcycle, began beating her in the stomach with their batons, and pepper sprayed her, and she just had a miscarriage. So, to my mind, to my way of thinking, that's murder.
Bad news, I'll tell you that. And probably how they were hitting her in the stomach was this two-handed jab thing, is my guess, because that's what they normally do when they use the baton if they're not going to whack somebody in the head. And so that's really a shame. And was there what were the circumstances surrounding it? Was there a lot of people? First off, it's kind of very weird to have a situation where you're going to run your motorcycle into somebody. But what was the environment like that was going on around them?
I'm not sure. I just heard about it on Tom Hartman and this morning.
Okay.
And there's video of it on the internet.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at it. This is the kind of thing that, you know, it wreaks havoc in men's souls, and we are going to have to sort out all of this when we're done and say, you know, why are we behaving the way we're behaving? Not the people that are protesting. We understand why they're protesting, but the other people that always have to have control of the protesters, to what degree do they have to have control, and to what amount do they exercise that control, and is it, you know, unnecessary force? And I understand that a cop, in a bad situation, a cop's going to have, you know, be as afraid as the next guy if he was thought he was going to be the victim of an attack. I've said that. But when you have situations where people are, they're not a threat to you, and yet you then become violent, there's something wrong with the way that we're thinking when we get into that. Our law enforcement people are just not on the right track.
No, she was trying to leave, as I understand it, and asked them and warned them that she was 3 months pregnant, and they went ahead and beat her anyway.
Wow. Well, Alan, thanks for letting us know about it, and we'll check up on it on the internet, and I appreciate it.
Okay, I believe her name was Jennifer Fox.
Jennifer Fox. Okay, so it'll probably be on YouTube. So if you want to look up Jennifer Fox, this is in Seattle, right?
Right.
Okay, so just look up Seattle protest, pregnant woman Seattle. You'll find it on YouTube.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your buzz. I appreciate it. All right. Let's do this because We should all wonder, where are we right now in this battle? The search for life in outer space, you know, where are we?
Telescopes searching for other Earths, listening for life out there. There's no proof yet, but the body of evidence is growing. We are not alone.
But one thing that strikes you is that every time we learn something new about the universe, what we learn is that our situation doesn't seem to be all that special. And that suggests that life is not all that special either.
But it is still just that, a guess, based in part on astronomy and overload. Findings from telescopes like Hubble, Spitzer, Chandra. New discoveries at a breathtaking rate, revealing the sheer mind-blowing grandeur of the universe. Consider these heavenly numbers just for a minute. Perhaps 1 trillion with a T, that's right, trillion galaxies in the universe. Stars, you ask? Okay, how about 300 sextillion? That's 3 followed by 23 zeros. So, where does that leave us with planets? More specifically, planets like our own.
We're learning something that's of fundamental importance to mankind. How frequent are Earths around other stars?
Bill Borucki is the principal investigator for NASA's Kepler telescope. Its mission, find planets similar in size to the Earth orbiting their suns. So far, it has been successful beyond expectations. Of the 1,200 planet candidates Kepler has found, nearly 70 are Earth-sized.
The indication from data that we have in hand is that small planets are common. That the galaxy makes them efficiently, so they're going to be abundant.
The number is large enough, so there must be, you know, many billions of such planets in our galaxy. So that's been a very happy surprise.
How many are orbiting at just the right distance from the sun to support life? More than 50 candidates found so far where life might be possible. What Kepler can't do is detect life. So for now, that will remain just a guess. John Zarella, CNN, at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Ding, 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 ding. But here's the interesting thing about that. Because they got these planets, I don't know why they have to be exactly the same size of Earth if they're in an orbit around the sun that is creates a similar circumstances of our atmosphere. It could be a huge planet. It would have more people or less people or big people or we don't know. But I know this, the qualifications for Miss Universe are going to change someday in the future. It's not going to be just a bunch of just, you know, pasty Americans. It's going to be lots of people. It's going to have to be lots of people. I tell you that. Yeah. Other things that are going on in our world. Things we need to look at. Things we need to wonder about. Yeah, it's always something. Now, I tried to call Karen today. I didn't get hold of her. And then Jim D., I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. Tomorrow, I know we have Craig Schaefer coming in from PCPA. But I don't know. Maybe we'll have another guest. I have no idea. Maybe somebody I don't know will just knock on the door and say, can I come in? Oh, sure. Okay. Come on. All right. So we know that our weather's going to be lousy tomorrow. Now, here's a question that you always wonder about. I do. First, let's do this first. Landslide, scenic LA road likely beyond repair. This is down by San Pedro, and it was a cliff. It's just a road that's on the very edge of a cliff. Well, guess what? The cliff went away. And so you look at it, and here's the roadbed has fallen away, and here's a big gaping hole, you know, and there's no place to build more road right there. So I'd have to say that that one's gone. So don't think that the Caltrans doesn't worry about Highway 1. I mean, we have our slides, and we so far have been lucky enough to be able to put it all back together again. But it doesn't mean that it could happen that we couldn't put it back together again. Right. Here's a headline. I'm just going to do the headline. Americans split on who's better at job creation. Nobody. Apparently, how many jobs have been created? All right, up here, here's the thing I want to talk about. U.S. tightens Iran sanctions. So I say, okay, what exactly are you going to sanction people? You know, what is it we can do to Iran that they care about? So anyway, they've accused of all kinds of things, especially the big thing, of course, is nuclear weapons. The efforts announced Monday. Here's some of the new sanctions imposed on Iran. Use a section of the Patriot Act to identify for the first time Iran's entire banking sector, including the country's central bank, as a threat to other governments and institutions. The designation of Iran as a primary money laundering concern will require increased monitoring by U.S. banks to make sure that they and their foreign affiliates are avoiding all contact with Iranian financial institutions. The United States was joined in this action by Britain and Canada. So far, nothing. Impose sanctions on Iran's petrochemical industry, prohibiting U.S. companies from providing goods, services, and technology to support Iran's production of petrochemicals. The industry represents Iran's second biggest export after crude oil. But we shouldn't be involved. If you're going to have sanctions against Iran, not only should we not be putting any money in, we shouldn't be taking any oil out. I'm sure that's where we balk. Well, yeah, but they're a member of OPEC. We can't control that. Okay. I paid less for gas today than I paid for some time, by the way. They said gas was going to go down before Thanksgiving. I said, get gas today or tomorrow, or yesterday. But today, tomorrow at the latest, it's supposed to go up like crazy. Expand existing energy sanctions with the aim of making it more difficult for Iran to operate, maintain, and modernize its oil and gas sector. If they don't buy it from us, I got plenty of people who will sell it to them. That's not a sanction that seems to do any good. So anyway, that's what I wondered about the sanctions there. Okay, I really kind of wonder about that. Here's a picture of Newt Gingrich, and he's eating a Freddie Mac sandwich, and he says the food is terrible and the portions are way too small. Okay, let me think what else we got. Got some letters here. Here's one of the things that Mothers for Peace wrote a letter, and this is Linda Seeley. And she said, it's time to shutter Diablo. And she's talking about, you know, the 250,000-year lifespan of spent uranium and all that, and what a problem it is. And so, and what she compares all this to is the magnitude of the disaster at Fukushima, where for 30 years they're probably not going to be able to do much, and you know, to fix it. The problem I see, though, is We've passed the point of no return, and I'm not sure then what we do. And nobody seems to know what we're going to do. The point of no return was when we had to dry cask spent fuel on PG&E property. You know, actually, the cooling pools were, you know, it's the same thing. Once it came out of the reactor, it was spent uranium. So once it came out of the reactor, except to make, military munitions, which doesn't take hardly anything, what were we going to do with it? Well, we have no place to put it. So what is stored right now at Diablo Canyon, in my estimation, would be enough to become a total disaster for the Central Coast already. Then you get into this debate about the pipeline coming down from Canada. Yeah. Is that what we want to do? Do we want to feed ourselves with that? I can't believe that we abandoned this. We abandoned the whole Yucca Mine project and all that. So that heckler. I find it appalling that we do. It just seemed to me that we could have said, okay, this is what we're going to do. But hey, it's just Bill again, mouth and all. But I find it really curious. We'll shoot up into space at those planets that are a lot like ours because we don't need company.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me. I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Be happy.
Be happy. Hey, we're going to be happy because we got the long weekend. Look forward to and all the turkeys and then the leftovers and everything. It's going to be really cool. We'll get together again tomorrow on Wednesday at noon o'clock. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here. Because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Happy trails.
Things you couldn't even believe. I would stand in line for this.